There was a place near the threshing floor of Nacon, north and west of Jerusalem, that came to be called Perez Uzzah, because a man named Uzzah was struck dead there by the Lord when he laid a hand on the Ark of the Covenant. Uzzah had been guiding the Ark on a cart with his brother, under orders from King David to move the Ark to Jerusalem, when the oxen stumbled and the Ark shifted and he reached out his hand and subsequently died. King David was angry and troubled and afraid at the death of Uzzah, and all Israel called the place where it happened Perez Uzzah. Perez means something like to break through or out. God's anger broke out against Uzzah right there, people were saying when they used the name. There was a house near the threshing floor of Nacon and the place that would come to be known as Perez Uzzah. The house belonged to a man named Obed-Edom. When Uzzah died for touching the ark, King David was angry and troubled and afraid and hesitant to bring the ark to Jerusalem as had been his plan. Obed-Edom's house was nearby, and so they put the ark there. We don't know if Obed-Edom was consulted about the decision, but if the king was too afraid of the Lord to take the ark into his city, we can imagine how Obed-Edom felt about the thing being in his house. 3 months later, the news came to David that Obed-Edom and his household were noticeably blessed by the Lord. As sure as everyone had been that Uzzah had died because of the ark, so sure was everyone that Obed-Edom was being blessed for the same reason. What was the difference? It had to have been the reverence shown the ark. Uzzah and his brother, under the king's orders, were moving the ark incorrectly. God had commanded that it only be moved on its poles on the shoulders of Levites. That's why Uzzah had been in a position to put an irreverent hand on the ark, because they were moving it wrong. Obed-Edom likely never moved it, which was a good start. He probably also found other ways to treat it with due reverence, and he was blessed for it. And the king noticed, and his fears were dispelled, and he brought the ark to Jerusalem, the right way, on poles, on shoulders belonging to Levites. And I don't know about you, but that reminds me of sex, and alcohol, and animals, the ocean, and Holy Communion. There are things given to us by God that are blessings to us when treated with reverence, but that are sources of fear when used incorrectly. Gifts from God that are good gifts and that are also incredibly dangerous. Like the ark, the symbol of the presence of the Lord God among his people. When treated irreverently by Uzzah, it killed him. When treated with reverence by Obed-Edom, it was a source of great, if unspecified, blessing. When moved the way it was supposed to be moved, nobody got hurt, and the ark was a source of joy and comfort to Israel. But whenever it wasn't, when it was handled roughly or by the wrong people, people got hurt, badly. And God was made angry, and people had good reason to be afraid. We don't know where the ark ended up. It's been lost to history. But God has given us a great many other things that fit into the same category. When treated irreverently, alcohol kills people, as do all the things that alter our brain chemistry from caffeine to opioids. When handled roughly or by the wrong people, sex is dangerous. People get hurt badly. And creation, too, needs to be handled with care, and so do the sacraments and God's word. And so much of what God gives us in order to bless us becomes dangerous when we use it sinfully, either because of ignorance or stupidity or both. The ark had poles, alcohol has moderation, sex has heterosexual marriage, creation has science, and the word and sacraments have faith. God doesn't just hand us the gun and say, figure it out and hope we don't blow our own heads off. God's rules are for our good, so that his gifts can be blessings, like the ark was in the house of Obed-Edom. And when we treat the gifts with reverence, what we're really doing is revering God. Right and orderly preaching of the word and administration of the sacraments, using what we can learn about creation to care for creation, reserving sex for the marriage bed and moderating our use of alcohol and other drugs, all the ways we gently handle and carefully use God's gifts that we can see and touch are the ways we get to honor the giver whom we can't. Not just so that we don't get hurt. Not just so that God doesn't break out against us in anger. Not just out of fear, but out of love. The love God showed us in giving the gifts to us, we get to echo back to Him in how we use them, or in how we leave them alone when they are not yet ours to use.
And echoing God's love back to Him in the way we use the gifts that He's given to us, that is only possible through faith in Jesus.
You and I are dust and breath, loved by God, bought by Jesus. This podcast is written and produced by me, Ethan Cherney, a Wells pastor serving Our Savior Lutheran Church in Pomona, California. Get in touch on Facebook at Dust and Breath Pod, on Twitter at Dust Breath Pod, or by emailing dustandbreathpod@gmail.com. Outro music arranged and performed by Mr. Peter Shewey, who is like the feet of a deer. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you could leave a review in iTunes or just share an episode on social media, I'd really appreciate it. It's the only way other people can find the show. Now, go do what God made you to do. Be who God called you to be. Go see what God can do with dust and breath and faith in Jesus, His Son.